The Pilgrim Nuclear Plant in Plymouth has pumped about a half billion gallons of water out of Cape Cod Bay every day for 46 years. The plant uses the water to cool down and then releases it back into the bay. This cooling system raises the water temperature near the plant and kills local marine life. As Pilgrim prepares to close at the end of May, WBUR's Miriam Wasser has the first story in a series this week about the nuclear plant's legacy.
It's low tide at Whitehorse Beach. We're about a mile south of the Pilgrim plant on Cape Cod Bay. The beach is a narrow strip of white sand covered in smooth pebbles and seaweed. If you ever needed a tour guide, local resident Christine Bostick is your woman. She's not a trained naturalist, but she's been scuba diving and observing marine life here for 64 years.
I really love the ocean. The ocean's never the same twice. Every day is different.
Bostick walks down a small dune covered with seagrass. She points out everything from coyote tracks to the only type of seaweed you should use in a clam bake. It's the stuff with the bubbles, rockweed. She says Whitehorse Beach just isn't like what it used to be when she was a kid.
You know, everything has declined. The fish have gone out further. The vegetation has ceased. You get fewer crustaceans. Things used to get washed up on the beach, you know, whether it be starfish, clamshells, whatever. Not so much anymore. You can't find them.
She blames climate change for sure, but thinks there's another culprit, her neighbor to the north, the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station. Like all nuclear power plants, Pilgrim needs a constant source of cool water to get rid of excess heat. The plant continuously sucks in water, circulates it through its pipes, and then releases it into the bay warmer than when it came in, about 30 degrees warmer.
I know that there were lobstermen that dropped their traps up there, and the local joke was, you don't have to cook your lobsters here. They come already cooked from the nuclear plant.
Local lore aside, many environmentalists say the cooling water system has harmed marine life in Cape Cod Bay, a fragile ecosystem already under stress from climate change and pollution. Andrew Gottlieb is the executive director of the Association to Preserve Cape Cod, a nonprofit environmental group.
I think if you look in context, ocean temperatures, and in particular the North Atlantic, are rising at the fastest level of anywhere on the planet. And so you're taking systems that are already under an enormous amount of stress due to global climate change phenomenon, and then you're tacking 30 degrees on top of that, you can't be doing that system any good.
Pilgrim releases about 300,000 gallons of warm water into the bay every minute through this discharge channel. It's not radioactive, but you can see steam rising from the bluish-green water on cool days. The Association to Preserve Cape Cod says that when hot water hits the bay, it creates a 15,000-square-foot dead zone, which is surrounded by an even larger area of stunted growth. And Gottlieb thinks that if the plant wasn't there, you'd see the sort of marine diversity Christine Bostick saw as a kid near Whitehorse Beach.
Years and years and years of half a billion gallons a day being continually discharged has an effect on the ocean floor. And so it's basically denuded those areas of the life that is somewhat temperature sensitive.
Pilgrim's owner, Entergy, says it designed the system to mix the hot discharge with cooler ocean water as efficiently as possible. The plume of hot water extending into the bay varies in size depending on the tide and ocean temperature. But even at its largest, about one-third of a square mile, Entergy and the NRC say its contribution to ocean warming is basically a drop in the bucket. But with no independent scientific studies, Gottlieb isn't so sure.
I don't think that the impact on the surrounding environment is given the weight that it should have been given over the years. And I think the notion that the ocean is vast and therefore can have a limitless ability to assume and assimilate all the insults that we choose to impose on it has been proven to be incorrect.
And environmentalists say warm water isn't the only problem Pilgrim creates. The machinery that sucks in water is harmful too. Pine Dubois is executive director of the nonprofit Jones River Watershed Association. Her group monitors protected fish like alewife and blueback herring that travel between the river and Cape Cod Bay. Dubois describes the intake structure as a big yawing mouth with suction.
They have screens there to keep the seaweed out and the floating plastic and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and the larger fish. But small fish, fry, eggs, all that sort of stuff gets through the screens.
Fish and plankton that are sucked through the screens die from heat or chlorine. Reports from Entergy show that the cooling system has killed millions of juvenile marine organisms since Pilgrim began producing power in 1972. As for creatures that get trapped on the intake screens, the plant returns them to the ocean through sluiceways like this one. In 2011, environmental consultants for the plant said that on average, 46,000 fish are caught every year in Pilgrim screens and returned to the ocean. They also counted thousands of fish that died in a matter of hours or days after being trapped.
And when you kill a large segment of a population, it takes time to regenerate, to come back.
While Dubois is certain the plant harms local fisheries, not everyone agrees. Entergy spokesman Pat O'Brien says in an email that claims about significant ecological damage are, quote, over-exaggerated and not consistent with decades of scientific monitoring. He points to the NRC review, which says the plant hasn't destabilized the bay. Federal regulators also say that any changes in Cape Cod Bay could be related to climate change, which is affecting the whole New England coast. Gottlieb from the Association to Preserve Cape Cod concedes that climate change complicates the story, but he doesn't think it vindicates the plant.
The whole warming trend is putting the entire system under stress. Would there be less stress without this heat load from the facility? Yes. Would it be enough to revert back to the norms that people saw 50 years ago? Probably not.
The Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant is shutting down for good in May. It will use less and less water as the plant gradually cools down. But it's unclear when or if the local ecosystem will ever recover. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.
Tomorrow, our series on the Pilgrim plant continues with a look at the effects of the closing of the Vermont Yankee nuclear power plant on the town of Vernon, Vermont. To learn more about this project, go to the Earthwild section of our website, wbur.org.